Sekes and Changus who prevailed by their faith. For the Sekes, religious life meant not only attending church services. On every religious holiday and occasion, from the very young to the oldest, they dressed in their traditional Seke garbs and colors, which varied village by village. In their family lives, they demonstrated their religious commitments to their nation and to the Lord. When danger loomed around them or when they had to find refuge, they manifested their true faith in their Christianity. When Maria Teresa wanted to curb the Seke's entitlements and wanted to issue the draft, they rebelled. The emissaries of the Seke counties gathered in Madefalva to protest, but General Šišković's soldiers opened fire on them, murdering all. This is when their mass migration started to Moldva and Bukovina. Entire villages became abandoned. During their migration, one of their priests, Peter Zöld from Csíkdene, reported of the Hungarians' dreadful conditions. The Csango Hungarians were not willing to melt into the Orthodox Romanian populace, always maintaining and preserving their own religion. Peter Zöld writes that he baptized and married elderly people. When he left one village for the next, most villagers escorted him to the borders of the place, crying and asking him to send them Hungarian-speaking priests. In 1644, Pabeke, a Jesuit missionary, wrote, "We graciously ask you, Christian brothers, to send us priests to bring salvation." Emperor Ferenc Rákóczi II in 1706, as per the request of the folk from Csebörtök, sent a Catholic priest to Moldva. We know numerous details of the Csango Hungarians since we analyzed them in great detail. With that said, we need to highlight the works of Pár Péter Domokos, who brought to our attention the devastated situation of the Székes from Bukova and the Hungarians of Moldva. Moldva gave shelter to the fleeing Székes, since the farmers' free lifestyle was always the lifeline of the peoples of Transylvania and Gyimes. The Csangos of Moldva were more traditional and stuck together in their faith, more so than most other nations. In the 15th century,
the Hussites who fled to Moldova built villages and towns,
but they were not able to preserve their religion. They melted into the Catholic Csango populace after two or three generations. The Csango nation, with their determination and strength, were able to maintain their separate Roman Catholic religion even when surrounded with Romanian Orthodox and other Armenian Orthodox nations. Traveling through the dominantly Csango-Hungarian areas, villages, and towns, I don't find one house without a statuette of the Virgin Mary present in the corner of the guest room. The cross and rosary are indistinguishable additions to their traditional garbs.
The cross is always present on the rooftop.
I am not aware of any other European place where we find so many crosses erected in public. In the villages of the Baku region, I know the folks very well.
I have been here many times over the last 30 years. We see the cross on every cross street, public well, corner, and in the yards of many properties.
Mario Petras, a ceramic artist and singer, was born in Diósin on the opposite side of the Szeret River and arrived in Hungary in the 1990s. We got to know each other at the Csango Festival in Jászberény, and since then we have maintained a close friendship. Maria, with her exceptional talent and beautiful voice, is able to recall the atmosphere
of hundreds of years of
the Moldova region. She shows us her creations of the Virgin Mary and her child, dressed in traditional Csango clothing. Her biblical-themed ceramic art illustrates the exceptional representation of Csango faith and spirit.
Maria confesses that her faith permeates her works.
In the center of our everyday life is the Madonna, the Virgin Mary, the Child Mary. Everything starts and ends with her. The Maria faith has everything, goodness and beauty. There always should be people in the world to allow us to be vigilant towards things and people who surround us to create a happier world. In the past decades, when I went to Seke land in Moldva, I was always struck by the power that radiates from these people. Their life circumstance is not easy, but they feed on their inner power and tradition that connects them thousandfold
in the world I was born into.
The day started with the bells ringing. When the people prepared for festive times, they cleansed their soul, their house, life, gardens, stables, villages, and they forgave, made peace with each other. They attended Mass in their festive garbs, and they knew what was the order of life in the world, because the sun, the moon, the stars, and the passing of time taught them and showed them the road to the grace of God.